There was once a rich woman in Paris who wanted to show off how much she was a Christian and invited the Bishop of Paris to tea. And during this tea, the waitress spilled some tea on the rich woman and the bishop. And the woman immediately got upset and said, "I'm going to fire you. Get out of my house." And the bishop said quietly, "You should give this woman a raise. She has shown you who you are." We often, with frustration and anger, look at the people that push us to our limits as enemies, as people who should be avoided. However, there's a benefit to them. They really do show us who we are, how we act under pressure. And when we try to rationalize our behavior, then we say, "I'm so upset today. I'm so mean because my boss at work was mean to me. This person called me a name. No one understands me." Well, one of the practices in the early Christian church that sometimes is forgotten is looking at the lives of the saints. How did they handle misfortune? And I want to give you a little biography of a modern saint. His middle name was Joseph, and this is some of the trials that he went through. He was the youngest of three children. Before he was born, his sister Olha died. His mother gave birth to another son, and she died when Joseph was 8 years old. His brother Ed died when Joseph was 12. When Joseph was 19, World War II broke out, and from 1940 to 1944, he worked in forced labor. Early in that process, he was hit by a truck and fractured his skull. Later on, another truck hit his left shoulder so that throughout his life, he walked with a permanent stoop. His father had a heart attack the year later. At the end of his life, this is what Joseph wrote about this period of his life. "I was not at my mother's death. I was not at my brother's death, my sister's, my father's." Reflecting on these times, he said, "At 20 years of age, I had already lost all the people that I had loved." But he developed a good career. And twice people tried to kill him. Once by a bullet, once by a knife. This person who died in 2005 was Pope St. John Paul II, who all his life in his office had a picture of his parents that he had lost when he was young, and felt so alone in the world that he dedicated his life to help people. So when we go through our own personal tragedies, misfortunes, or people who misunderstand us or pick on us, you always ask yourself, what good can become of me now that I know who I am? Because I'm being pushed to my limits, pushed to the extremes. How can I bring good into the world? Often, a few years ago, there was a phrase that was very popular. Hurt people hurt people. In other words, people that are in pain hurt other people. Not necessarily so. People who are hurt can become some of the most compassionate, understanding people who can focus their energy towards good if they realize that life can be very difficult. Why not make it easier? Don't look at your pain, but look at the opportunity and the insight that your situation provides to ease your life and ease the lives of those people who meet you. Pope John Paul is just one example. There are lots of examples of people who had tragedies in their life, but took that as an opportunity to do good. Look at your own life. Look at the difficulties and say, what good can come from this? A life that is beautiful if you pray and you live with faith and hope in Christ. Slava Iisusu Christu.